with the lists. This is Audioboo. Is the next 20 minutes or so is going to focus exclusively on Twitter lists, and you're very welcome to listen in to our conversation about the topic. Now, let me just, we'll call up here. What do you use?
I just use the standard Twitter interface.
Okay, let's get the Twitter interface up here, because I use, on the iPad, I use Hootsuite. Let me get out of Hootsuite. It would help if I could get out of Hootsuite and find my way back on to get the same thing as you use. Well, I'm a bit confusing myself now, because here we are. You use Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you use Twitter on the iPhone or on the iPad?
On both.
On both, okay. Right, so this is simple here. So we'll call up, if it would hurry up. God, that's very slow, isn't it? Here we are. Okay. Here we have, we'll go into my lists, right, for a second. Right, I have lists, right, okay. It doesn't really matter what they are for the moment, but you asked me, first of all, what is the theory behind lists, right? Okay. Leaving the technical side out is that lists are the only way to focus when using Twitter and to have control over the topics you want to deal with the people you want to talk to, at a time that suits you. In other words, you know, once you get onto following more than 50 people, and you start working out of your normal Twitter lifeline, right, to see what's going on, and it's the time period you can deal with is quite short. You know, you might only be able to. You know, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, I find it that Twitter stacks the list, the timeline list as well. So you might only get the last hour, and then you have to open them up.
I use lists all the time. I almost never look at my general Twitter stream. You know, I can't think when I last looked at it. That means, of course, that if you're not in one of my Twitter lists, I may be following you, but if you're not in one of my lists, I'm unlikely to see your tweets, and unless you actually use my name. So
that's what I do.
Let's assume that other people, you're dealing with other people, your tweets are unlikely to be read by other people unless you're in one of their lists. Right. So I have lists. We just look here. I have lists for Audioboo, right, which are all of the people that I know are interested in Audioboo. Now, these lists may actually be incomplete in the sense that, you know, you do the list on a certain day or update it on a certain date, and, you know, you might just forget to add people to it, or suddenly discover that somebody is interested in Audioboo and you didn't realize it, but you have them in under photography. Consequently, so I have Audioboo, I have Australasia, that's my whole of Asia, the whole of Australia, New Zealand, whatever. Basically, that's a time zone thing. They're now, what are we? We're 11 o'clock in the morning. They're starting their evening now. And Barcamp Cork was a list of all the people who were at Barcamp Cork, and I put them all into one list. So if I want to go back to that event, all the people that I connected with at that event. Thanks, John. We're just getting sandwiches and our sausage sandwich here. So that's an event. You can use them for, you know, interest groups, Audioboo ongoing, geographical locations, events you went to. Business in Ireland is, at one stage I started a list. I know that's kind of tiny. Cork, Ireland is a huge list I have. I might have 400 people in that list in all, right? And I go into that every morning, see who's waking up in Cork, and I regard it as terribly important to stay in touch with my local community, even though my huge amount of my big interest is in, you know, the United States, let's say. Depression Tribe, everybody interested in mental health goes into that. I mean, the titles, you just invent your own titles, right? And nobody Engaging Tweeters Ireland. That was a project I did with Sunday Twist, and we went through the 26 counties of the Republic, and we decided that between us we wanted to find two people on Twitter who were engaging. In other words, they connected with other people. So we now have 26 by 2, 52 members of that list. So if I want to do the counties of Ireland, I can say, oh, in Leitrim, who are the two people from Leitrim in my engaging Twitter list? If I want to reach people in Leitrim, because they're likely to be better connected with people in Leitrim than I ever will be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Glenmar tweeters, well, look, I'll show you. We'll see who's in here. I see Roger Overall, I see Discovering Cork, I see Ding a Deal, I see you, Noli C. I see Shirley at Cyst Pro. And basically, in the last 10 hours, there haven't been that many people from here. Roger Overall, Noli. They're not that many. John Dennehy, 22 hours ago, John Dennehy tweeted to say every CEO and HR manager's worth nightmare. There's your phone. Oh, look, Electric Cork are in here. That must mean that Dennis Mullane or somebody actually lives around Glenmire, although he doesn't make a fuss about Glenmire. I must have found out at some stage that the owner of Electric Cork, or at least somebody to do with Electric Cork, lives in Glenmire. Anyway, that's Glenmire. I've got golf enthusiasts, I've got health portrait, how to elect more women, that's my political passion, right? So all of the people who went to that event in Dublin, Kathleen Lynch was the convener of it, you remember? And it was called, so I basically put all of the people who tweeted at that event into a list. And in fact, in many cases, I didn't even follow them. I just clicked on them, put them in a list, and that's what I do a lot of. I put people into lists who I don't follow, because following doesn't actually elevate you to any particular... I mean, the thing about following is it alerts people to the fact that you are interested in them. And you put people into a list, and unless they're very sophisticated, they won't actually find out that they're in your list, unless they look at it. Do you actually check to see whose list, who has you in the list?
No.
Most people don't. I discovered last night I'm in 210 lists. I don't know whether to be impressed or not.
How do you find that out?
That's a detail. Very easy. You just, I forget. But it is obvious. You'll see when we fiddled around. But we'll stick with this. But the thing about that is the people in whose lists you are, they have put you there for some reason. They're likely to be the people who are most interested in connecting with you. Either with your content, they may never want to interact with you, but they may be interested in the stuff that you tweet. So they put you into there. Now you know what? I got 3,500 followers on Twitter. I mean, the number of them who are seriously interested in me is tiny. You know, they're probably... The question is how to find them, how to find who they are, because it isn't, I know who interacts with me all the time, right? But that's one thing, like people say, hello, good morning, nice to see you, have a good day, and I love that. But those people are not necessarily interested in my content. Now look, where do you want this to go? I mean, where, is this, don't let me be indulgent, I can just go on forever. They're the lists, look, loads of them, they're my lists.
So I have my timeline, I follow about 350 people.
Right.
And they'd be divided into journalists,
okay,
politicians, professional golfers and golf-related
tweeters. I'm getting it. Yeah, you've got journalists.
Yeah.
Politicians.
Golfers.
Keep going.
Glenmire tweeters.
Yeah.
As identified by yourself, I think.
I think I have the biggest list. If there's anyone who lives in Glenmire on Twitter,
can
and isn't on my
can I can go in. I think no. I remember going in one time, maybe having
have
a
have you got a list for
list.
These four people, by the
no,
way?
No, I don't have
you
any.
You have no list. Okay.
Starting from scratch. I'm a list virgin.
Brilliant. Let me show you how to put someone in a list.
Yeah.
And we get out of these lists here. We go to my overall timeline. And just totally at random, we find Elaine Byrne.
Yeah, I follow her too.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, I follow her, but...
I was intrigued by this tweet, because dinner with former UN colleagues, isn't it?
Attending former UN colleagues, right? Attending OSCE. Yeah, exactly, OSCE conference. They proofread my first Irish Times columns in 2007. Now I've a book to give them. Wonderful. I mean, what rich content. I mean,
yeah.
We got, you know, I mean, she's worth
she's
following.
Good. She's
you know?
Very good.
I mean, she's, you can tell. I mean, every single word in there is giving information, you know. It's rich. There's not a link, you see. And I mean, who am I to be critical for? The only thing I would say to you is that is not as retweetable as it could be. It's too long. I can't retweet that saying... In my style, I can't say this is wonderful content. Follow Elaine Byrne. I can't say that. I can retweet it, but I can't say follow Elaine Byrne. Sorry, Elaine Byrne, if you're listening to this, ignore us. We're only using you. Okay, we want to see about her. We'll go in here. I actually probably have her in the list, but let's see. I might not have. I've gone in here. Her profile comes up, and it gives you wonderful. She's got... She only follows 232 people, but she's got 7,000 followers. Now, hang on a second. I'm not familiar with this, right? I say that because I don't usually use this app for viewing Twitter. I now want to put her on a list. I'm not sure how to do it. I'm going to find out. Do you know how to do it yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we got to find out how to put her in a list. Here we have. I got lists here. The short answer is that this does not. I mean, I do all of my stuff on Twitter from the iPhone, and that, you know, I could do this on Ospura or on. Can you? Yeah, open up your iPhone, and we'll do it on the iPhone. Right. It's the iPad app that I'm not that familiar with.
This is Konstantin Gurdjieff.
Okay, we'll put Konstantin Gurdjieff in a... Now, you see where it says following?
Yeah.
Click the thing next to following.
Oh, yes.
Nope, cancel that. We do not want to report him for spam, do we?
No, I don't think so.
Hang on, list. Aha!
List. No list.
Now, this tells me, I know, you don't have any lists. Therefore, you have to set up some lists, right? Now, I don't think you can set up a list as easily on here. Go into your own account. Go back to you. Forget about Konstantin Gurdjieff, right?
Okay.
Let's get you. Go into your list there. It says no lists, yeah?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Hold on. Hold on. I don't know how you set a list up on here. Go into advanced. No? We'll find it eventually. I mean, of course, we could go onto YouTube and it'll give us a tutorial on how to do this. Settings. Go into settings.
Been there. Notifications.
Okay, get out of there. That's no good. No. You what? We're now in... For those who are listening to this, we are sitting here, poring over an iPhone, trying to find on the Twitter app, on the iPhone, how this man can set up a list. Let's go back.
We're not getting anywhere.
Go into help. Much more time. And put in set up a list. See what I know how, I mean, because we can come right out of the app. We can go on to, on the iPad, we can go into your Twitter account. You can put the password in, and once you're on the Twitter account itself. Okay, they're showing us lots of things, but they're not actually showing us, they're telling us how to do keep going. Okay, go back. Yeah, let's go back down here. It says Twitter Basics. Let's go into Twitter Basics. We're in Twitter Basics on the Twitter thing, and we're looking for how to set up a list. It tells you how to sign in. It tells you how to deactivate. It tells you how to...
Go to glossary.
That might give us a link to link. Now, the thing is, it just goes to show L, yeah. It just goes to show, you know, this... 101 on
lists.
Great. Learn more about lists. Brilliant. So that's what we do. We go into the Twitter glossary on the definitions, right? How to create a list. There it is. Navigate to your lists page. You read that then.
Yeah.
When you understand how to do it, we'll do
it. Picture below.
Okay, you've got to set the list up first. So we forget about it. Create list. Oh, there's a place where you create list. Okay. We have to go navigate to your lists page. This can be done via the profile drop-down menu in the top navigation bar or by going to your profile page and clicking the list tab. Well, can you get to your profile page and click the list tab and see if it works on the iPhone?
Let's see.
The trouble about these things is sometimes they're all written for users of a laptop on the main website as opposed to the app. You see, we're now in the lists, right? We should be finding a... That's me. Now, hang on a second. I have you in a list as photographers who inspire me. There you are. Not just photographers, but photographers who inspire me. I also have you in under Irish politicians. No, who has you? Paul Kennedy has you in under Irish politicians. Has Susie B got you in under Irish politicians? Orla Lennon has you? I have you in three lists. In Hand Guides have you in a list. And that list has 53 members. Now that's the other thing is, once you find you're in a list, right? You're in a list with 53 other people. It's actually a lovely sized list to be in, right? Because if you're in a list with, and you're in the Cork Ireland list, which, yeah, you're in Other Cork by Orla Lenehan. She's got 355 people in there. Well, that's got advantages in the sense that the 355 people might actually go to see who else is in the same list as myself. They might find you out of the blue. I have you in a list that has 450 in it, my Cork list, I forgot. But I also have you in a list that has 73 photographers.
It doesn't help us to create a list. Well, it so doesn't. Subscribe to...
Go back to the ad. The list you subscribe to, yeah. Go back to where we were in help. We better go back to help. You see, this is... here we are. Relatively intelligent people, right? I mean, without claiming anything. And we are struggling to find out how to set up a list on... the Twitter one. Now I can show you how to do it easily on Hootsuite and how to do it on Usfora, but here we are, look. No, don't mind that. Go back up here a second. The top one it says here. Navigate to your list page. We've tried that, haven't we?
Yeah.
This can be done via the... Okay, we have to find a profile drop-down menu somewhere.
No, they're mentioning the navigation bar there, which would indicate that
they're on the laptop.
They're on the laptop.
They have not written these instructions. Look, let's give up on that and forget the technical stuff and do strategy.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now, this will be just give you a thought on this, isn't it? The first thing is, how do you want to... First question is, what kind of a communicator are you? Right, that's probably the fundamental question about lists. What kind of a communicator are you, right? And by that I mean, are you someone who wants to communicate in real time with people, you know, a lot? In real time. Right now. So
yes.
Basically therefore you want a list by location, right?
By location.
Because, you can have all the Irish all by time zone, right? Because if you want to do real time stuff with somebody, it's handy to be reminded that they're actually, there's no point trying to engage with people who are in bed in real time. But it's handy to be able to tell somebody to go to bed, it's time you went to bed. You know. And if they're in Australia, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're connecting with them, it is actually time for them to go to bed. So it's quite good fun to say to them, go to bed. Or else to say, you've got up, you know. I